Well, basically, we went to the convention in Chicago, a lot of us from the Madison chapter, and found ourselves in the middle of the Weatherman PL fight, progressive labor fight, and basically got left in the wash, I guess. After that, it was clear during the convention that the thing was going to fall apart, and a lot of us left after the first day. And for a while after that, SDS maintained an independent caucus within. It was the Progressive Labor Caucus and the Weatherman Caucus, and a lot of the Midwestern chapters, non-city Midwestern chapters, non-big city chapters, maintained independent status. And that would be, there was a real feeling of togetherness with people from Texas and Missouri, the whole strip from Texas to here, between those chapters who wanted to maintain an independent sort of anarchist tendency. Mm-hmm. But soon became clear that that was not to be had.
You mean the Weathermen were too strong and would drown out the...
Actually, it was progressive labor was the problem.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it's a long story, and I'll give you a few comments, and if you ever want to look into it, you can. But basically what happened was progressive labor was a separate political party within SDS, been trying to recruit members from SDS. And they made one solid contribution in the context of New Left, and that was raising the question of trade unionism in the working class, because SDS did come out of middle-class background. And they did make people face that, but in the process, they used tactics at meetings, disrupted the meetings, disrupted workshops, and so forth. And the Weathermen were a reaction to that. And the Weathermen were also very close to the Black movement, and they were close to the Black Panthers in Chicago. And it has now become clear from FBI testimony that Hoover had a Kill the Panthers program going, and they were actually murdering them. And the way Weathermen got started really was saying that the whites had a responsibility to these blacks. Mm-hmm. And they took it one step further. They said that whites should be fighting in the streets with them. And that's the motivation that got the Weathermen started. Now, of course, in areas where there wasn't a large black population or the Black Panther Party wasn't very strong, that didn't have as much meaning as it did in, say, Chicago or Detroit, New York City, the West Coast. And so it was really a gap in consciousness between those people who were in the cities and those people who weren't.
Well, you would have had to go into it full time.
Oh, yeah.
If you were going to.
They didn't go underground right away at all. In fact, it was quite some time, I think, probably 9 months to a year after that before they started going underground and going into armed struggle of any kind.
Did the violence bother you? Was your position that you didn't want to go that far?
I'm not particularly opposed to it. I don't like seeing people getting killed, but it doesn't bother me in the slightest to see stores trashed or things like that. I think that it was only those tactics that made middle-class America face up to the war. I think they would have just ignored it if you just tried to talk. And,
Well, I meant specifically in your leaving
I didn't leave because of the bad.
But you didn't consider going with the...
No, I was working on the TA by then. Yeah. I mean, I was headed much more towards labor union organizing, new working class organizing. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, I mean, all these tendencies had been in SDS from back in '67. Maybe I told you, I don't know if it was on a tape or not, but when Carl Davidson had written the national newspaper about organizing TAs, part of this was the analysis that there was a new working class developing under capitalism of technicians, engineers, and people like that, mind workers rather than blue-collar workers, who were really had no more control over their job than assembly line people did, and that these people should be organized. And one of the theoreticians of this is André Gortz from France. And there was that tendency within SDS, and that's the tendency I followed. I mean, I didn't have any objections to what the Weathermen were doing, other than I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.